Talk of the Thumb. Terms of service apply.
Back here at Deckerville Field with 2:38 to go. The score 48-0. The Deckerville Eagles on top of the North Huron Warriors. On the kickoff, Rich with a squib kick. It's taken by number 48, Mike Craig. And Craig just fell on the ball there as the ball got a little loose. But not much you could do with it. And here we go. Second down and 5 with 2:20 to go. North Huron over the ball. 19, Shane Mount with a quarterback under center going off of the I formation. Hands off to the halfback, but met immediately by the Deckerville Eagles. So Mike Craig trying to get something out of there, but you know what? Mike didn't stand a chance. He had two Deckerville. But about the time he got the ball is about the time the two Deckerville Eagles grabbed each of his shoulder pads.
And Mike's another one of those freshmen that wouldn't normally be out there getting a little bit of experience, but I watch him play a lot in junior high. He's got all kinds of speed, and I think that Coach Fisher is really looking forward to having
him.
He's
a freshman. He's got some wheels.
Oh, he's got big time wheels.
I'd like to see him try to break one. If he had a little running room every time he's been out there, at least a couple times, he gets touched by the defenders. Is about the same time he gets the ball in his hands. All right, here we go. I formation, 3rd and 7 with 1:25 to go here in the ball game. Pitch off to the right side, and nothing there for the Warriors as 81's there and number 12 is there for the Deckerville Eagles. That's Austin Spatzel. And number 12, Jared Philpott, having one heck of a game.
Yeah, just nowhere to go off that right side with Nathan Iden. These Deckerville Eagles defenders are just so quick to that ball.
They're staying in that 4-2-2, which is working for them. They've got two safety defenders, and actually they could go with a 4-4 at this point. They're up by 48, but they're keeping two backs deep on defense, and those linebackers are either both blitzing at the same time or one's going in. This time one goes in, number 8's there, and they take him down in the backfield. Number 2, Chandler Stoutenberg for Deckerville, is going to sack. Not sure if that was even the quarterback for the North Huron Warriors. It looks like he handed it off, but they got pushed back, and there's going to be a big loss of yardage for the Warriors as they lose about 8 yards on that play.
I'll tell you, that's the first time we've called Stoutenberg's number tonight, but he played that perfectly. He was in there real, real quick.
I don't know how he got that far back in the backfield. It looked like he just snapped the ball. Stoutenberg was right on top of him. It's a good defense either way. By the Deckerville Eagles are just, they're strong at every position. And that's the ball game. 48-0 is our final with the North Huron Warriors and the Deckerville Eagles. Deckerville Eagles guys are just going to have a supreme football season if they play like we saw tonight. We're going to take a quick break, Chad. We'll come back and cover some of the activities of the day, and maybe we even get the coach up here and give you a little update. We'll be right back after these.
It's time to ride, Michigan. Ball Equipment and Polaris are proud to announce the 2014 Factory Authorized Clearance Event going on now. All remaining 2014 models are priced to move with rebates up to $1,000 and financing as low as 2.99%. That's every Polaris Sportsman ATV, every Polaris Ranger utility vehicle, and every Polaris Razor side-by-side. Work, play, or both, right now is the best time of the year to add a new toy to your garage. The current programs are awesome, but we know that a great price is only the start. 2014 marks Ball Equipment's 70th year as a family-owned business. A lot of things have changed during that time, but our passion for service remains the same. So stop in or call either of our dealerships in Richmond or Sandusky, Michigan today. Ball Equipment, Eastern Michigan's outdoor power equipment superstore since 1944.
Offer valid in U.S. subject to credit approval and valid on new 2008 through 2014 models. Good through 8/31/14. See dealer for details. ATVs and ROVs can be hazardous to operate. Polaris adult models are for riders age 16 and older. Always wear a helmet and be sure to take a training course. Polaris ATVs and ROVs are not intended for on-road use.
Get into hunting season with the help of Randy's Hunting Center in Bad Axe. Look for the 40-foot tall log cabin showroom with over 40 wildlife mounts from around the world. Randy's has crossbows by Darton, Wicked Ridge, 10 Point, along with scopes, arrows, and accessories. See Mike Brown for archery, bow and arrow, or crossbow sales and service. Stay warm and dry this year with a handmade cedar blinds in both archery and gun sizes. Randy's has over 4,000 new rifles, shotguns, and handguns in stock. Don't miss the 22nd annual used gun auction being held at the Woods and Water Weekend, Sunday, September 7th, starting at 11 a.m. Over 125 rifles, shotguns, and pistols will be sold to the highest bidder. Browning, Remington, Winchester, Ruger, Smith & Wesson, and many more. A complete auction list is available at randyshuntingcenter.com. It's all happening at the Woods and Water Weekend, Sunday, September 7th, at the Emily City Fairgrounds. Get into action at Randy's Hunting Center, located at the east end of Bad Axe. Call 989-269-GUNS. That's 989-269-GUNS.
Hi, Todd Bowers from More Motors in Caro. Looking for a great deal on a 2014 closeout sale on Dodge Grand Caravans? We got them from just $19,995 and a great selection of 2014 Town and Country vans, too. We also have a 2014 Chrysler 300 that lists for over $31,500. And with Chrysler employee discount, get it for only $22,987 plus fees. With low lease payments on nearly every model and great rebates on the 2014s, come see why your friends and neighbors are driving to Carroll, or shop the web at themoreautogroup.com. See you soon.
Kurt Damrow along with Chad Knobloch as we finish our game tonight. 48-0 is the score. And Chad, boy, what a Deckerville team. Oh, man, this 8-bill, I think they're going to be traveling someplace like they did in 2012.
Wow, yeah, their season is going to progress late into the fall.
They had Patello's Stone, Doors. I mean, everybody, I don't think there's a name that we didn't mention on the team. As we talked about earlier, five of their players coming back from the 2012 state championship team. But all night long, I'm looking for one weak spot. There's got to be something here. You know, both of us know football, and we're looking down from on top. I couldn't have called a play that Coach Travis didn't, Travis Fisher didn't try
no.
to get through this team, and just Deckerville seemed to read everything.
No, it really didn't matter what formations he threw at them. Deckerville is just so solid on both sides of the ball.
Now, you mentioned they're going to meet up again. This will be the homecoming game for the North Huron Warriors.
Yes, October 10th, Deckerville will be traveling to Kindy, so we'll see what kind of adjustments can be made over the
yes.
next month and a half or so.
Well, you know what? There's some talent there in the North Huron Warriors, and they got some good young players there for North Huron, too. We saw some of these sophomores. I saw a sophomore out there, saw the freshman out there with some wheels, and it's good yep. to see that speed. It's just that, unfortunately, they just couldn't get a start as those younger running backs were out there. They just couldn't get a start without Deckerville getting a hand on them.
No, I mean, for a young team like that, they really ran into a buzzsaw tonight here in Deckerville because they were just dominated both sides of the ball. Deckerville, like you say, just has showed no weaknesses anyway tonight.
Coach Bill Brown still has his team out there. Both teams are still on the field here after the ball game. I think Coach Brown is saying, hey, you know what? The WLEW broadcast team called one heck of a game tonight. So I want you boys to go up there and say thank you. I don't think that's taking place. But
no.
You know what? What a classy game. Both sides. You know what? When you're down by 48-0, having been there in one game in high school football, that's when guys start cutting loose and they start swinging yep. and doing stuff. And both teams kept it together. First-class game, even though it was 48-0, and just fantastic. We got a couple scores. We're going to give you some updates in a minute. We'll see if we can't get Coach Brown up here, possibly. A few more of our sponsors we want to say thank you to, and we'll be back in just a few.
Where do you go when your vehicle needs heating, cooling, or air conditioning repair? Kotick Radiator and Air Conditioning in Bad Axe. They are the specialists that will give you a permanent repair. They have the expert knowledge, the proper equipment, and parts to do the job right. Cars, trucks, semis, RVs, and all types of agricultural equipment. They even do full-service mechanic work. Stop by for a free cooling system inspection to be sure your heater is working properly for winter.
Hi, this is Gary Rachi. I guarantee we'll properly diagnose and fix your vehicle right the first time. We've been serving the area for over 65 years and offer fast and professional service. That's Kotick Radiator and Air Conditioning at the east end of Bad Axe, a good place to take a leak.
When it comes to farm or commercial grain handling equipment, DS Services, the little company in Cass City, is a giant in the industry. They design, sell, install, and service farm and commercial grain bins and dryers, material handling equipment, special purpose elevator setups, and more. With more than 22 grain equipment brands on their supply list and close to three decades of experience under their belt, DS Services has the resources to handle your grain handling and storage needs at highly competitive prices. For more information, call 980-